A horizon to chase of students and featherless bipeds. Luster Dawn was not having a good day. As she looked at the stack of papers that she was levitating, she couldn't help but quiver with fear as she saw the letter that might as well have been branded at the top of them. A letter she did not want to see again. Average is what most ponies would have called it. Failure was the only word that could escape her lips. As she shut the door to her Ponyville residence, she tried in vain to fight back the tears rapidly welling in her eyes. She had failed her parents, her friends, her teacher, but worst of all, she had failed herself. She slammed the papers down onto her desk with anger, feeling a mixture of emotions beginning to overtake her as she berated herself horribly for what had happened. The words unintelligent and lazy and stupid clouded her thoughts as her vision began to swirl from the water that had pooled in her eyes, creating a haze of hatred, pain, and suffering that threatened to turn this once kind and studious unicorn into a raging monster. She let forth a primal scream as she slammed her head down into the nearest pillow, letting a waterfall of tears loose as she pondered what her new life as a no-pony would be like. She wondered how her parents would choose to disown her, how her friends would mock and scorn her, and how her teacher... well, how her teacher would cast her away. And how could she not? She had never failed something like this, and she had never once disappointed Princess Celestia. And then there was a pump. Did something... No. Did someone just sit next to her? You know, the last time I saw a pony this distressed, she had just banished her sister to the moon. Luster Dawn practically jumped out of her skin as she heard the masculine-sounding voice speak. When she had gathered herself enough to look, she saw perhaps the strangest-looking creature in her entire life, seated upon her couch, and just mere inches from where she had been.
"Stay back!"
she warned, a combination of tear streaks and makeup covering her face.
"I'll have you know that I'm the princess's student, and if you do anything to harm me, you'll be in for it."
The odd-looking creature only smiled.
"Well, aside from scaring the daylights out of you, I can't think of anything I could possibly do to harm you. Maybe if you drink this tea I prepared too quickly."
Luster froze at the mention of her favorite beverage.
Did you say that you had prepared tea?
"I did. Well, as best as I could, anyway. Ponies still seem to insist on brewing tea with the most unusual tools,"
the creature said, as he looked to the two mugs that were now set upon the coffee table.
"Do you like chamomile?"
"Chamomile is my favorite."
Luster spoke carefully, not sure whether to be glad that she had tea, or utterly perturbed that this strange, bipedal, almost hairless creature was in her house and sitting on her couch. For a moment, she couldn't decide what to do. Should she call the royal guard? Call for help? Should she call for her teacher, or should she do the unthinkable option and drink tea that a stranger prepared for her, presumably in her own home? Unfortunately for Luster Dawn, logic was not with her that day. She had just one of the worst days of her life, had just cried harder than she ever had before, and was now being offered one of her favorite things. The pink mare carefully trotted back to the couch, seating herself politely, but guardedly, next to the featherless biped. She watched him grab one of the two mugs with a series of small appendages all connected to a singular base, and outstretched the oddly shaped arm it was attached to towards her. She took it with cautious eyes, looking into the cup as if to check and see if she could find anything wrong with it.
"I haven't poisoned it, if that's what you're thinking,"
the creature chuckled before taking a sip from his own mug.
"See? Completely safe."
How do I know you didn't poison mine while leaving yours untouched?"
Luster asked apprehensively, wanting to take a sip from her tea, but still having the most acute of reservations.
Come on, Luster," the biped sighed exasperatedly. "It's tea. I spent a while making it for you. Could you please just have a little blind faith?"
"Well, here goes nothing."
She gulped as she brought the cup to her lips, still eyeing the creature suspiciously. She took a sip, and she expected to feel immense pain shortly thereafter, to feel her body racked with intense suffering as whatever poisoned this hairless beast slowly did its work. But as she waited for it, she found that it never came. She adopted a look of surprise as she relaxed her muscles, looking incredulously into the teacup before taking another sip. However, this time she allowed herself to taste it, and she almost did a double take as she realized that this was the most delicious tea she had ever drank in her life.
How is it? The biped asked.
It's really good, actually.
Luster spoke slowly.
Better than any tea I've ever had in... Well, maybe not any tea I've ever had, but...
The hairless creature grinned.
Chamomile is one of my favorites, too. I know how to brew a good cup of it if I do say so myself.
Luster Dunn couldn't help but roll her eyes at that statement, but also couldn't seem to stop from chuckling.
Oh, I'd like to see you try to beat out Princess Twilight.
Bring her on.
The creature smiled, puffing out his chest comically.
I am the master brewer.
Luster was about to laugh, but immediately stopped herself as she remembered that this was a stranger. A stranger of a different species, no less, inside of her home. She could not at all afford to let her guard down.
So, the biped spoke in between sips. When you came in, you seemed more grief-stricken than some ponies I've seen who have lost loved ones, so if I might ask, what happened?
Luster gave the hairless monkey a glare.
What do you want to know?
Because I was brought here by Princess Twilight to talk to you, and I've never been brought to places by the princesses unless there's a really important reason.
The creature answered straightly, setting his teacup down upon a nearby coaster. Luster Dawn's eyebrow shot up.
You were sent here by my teacher?
I was, the biped affirmed. Did you really think a human was just gonna show up at your house and make you tea because he felt like it?
You... what?
Luster cocked an eyebrow as fear once again began to grip at her heart.
Never mind. You... Okay, why did Princess Twilight send you here?
The creature, now identified as a human, nodded towards the stack of papers at the other end of the room. Luster Dawn could feel her heart twist and wrench inside of her chest. So this was it. She really was getting rid of her.
You don't have to say anything. I know you're here to tell me that I'm being expelled as a student.
She choked up as tears once again came to her eyes.
Whoever told you that?
It was the human's turn to cock an eyebrow. Just as Luster was about to begin crying again, she froze.
What?
I said, whoever told you that I was coming here to tell you that you were being removed by Princess Twilight as her student.
Luster narrowed her eyes in thought, wiping some of the ruined makeup off of her face.
You mean, I'm not being removed?
The human tittered as he shimmied closer to the pink unicorn.
Oh, Luster.
Luster tensed up as she felt herself being lifted up off the couch and placed onto the lap of the human. She felt his long, oddly shaped arms wrap around her torso as she was pulled back into his muscular, but still weirdly clothed, chest. She could feel the human's heartbeat as he sighed, completing the hug with a nuzzle. It felt nice. Safe, such to the point that she didn't even mind that this odd creature knew her name without being told.
Princess Twilight would never remove you as her student in 1,000 years for even a failed test. Let alone for one you got a passing grade on.
The human spoke softly into Luster Dawn's ear, holding her tightly.
But I've never gotten a... C.
She shuddered at the mention of the letter.
That's not a grade that the student of the princess herself should ever be getting.
The human began to run his oddly shaped appendages through the fur of the pink pony's barrel.
Luster, tell me, do you expect yourself to be perfect?
Well... Princess Twilight was perfect, so shouldn't I be too?
Luster sniffled. The human laughed a little louder than he had before.
Luster, first of all, Twilight Sparkle is a mare who once thought it was a good idea to lie to her teacher about what she had learned in terms of friendship lessons. Lie to Princess Celestia. Your teacher was never and will never be perfect.
Luster felt her heart lighten a bit, however wrong it may have been, to hear of a way that our own teacher had messed up as well.
But Princess Twilight is, like, the embodiment of perfection! She's practically a goddess, can control the sun and moon, and has enough magical power to probably single-handedly defeat any threat in the entire universe. I'm just a unicorn who can't even get an A on a magic exam.
Luster, the human began. Perfection is a horizon to chase, not a prize to hold out in front of you. It's something that's impossible to reach, but with every step you take, you get closer. Those who live their lives constantly waiting for the day when they'll achieve perfection will ultimately find that they live those lives in vanity and wasted their days. Because life is not about what you'll have when you reach the end, it's about the journey. It's about the memories that you make as you go on this grand adventure. You will make mistakes. And not every pony will like you. But every experience has within it an opportunity to make you grow. And it's the growth that ultimately matters. There will come a day when Princess Twilight will step down from the throne and pass on to you the torch of leadership. She'll probably make her way to join her old teacher and her sister, and you will assume the same mantle that she did. And also probably take a student, like she did. Everything will come full circle, and you will very likely look back to this day and wonder why you were ever worried at all.
New tears began to well in Luster Dawn's eyes, except this time they were not tears of sorrow. They began to flow freely down her cheeks as a smile overtook her lips. She nuzzled into the human's chest, her heart feeling significantly lighter than when she had first returned home.
Thank you.
Take heart, Luster. One day you'll be ordering me around like Twilight does now.
The human chuckled. A few moments passed before the bipede checked his watch.
Well, I'm afraid I must be going now. It was a pleasure to meet you, Miss Luster Dawn.
Luster's head shot up as she saw the human no longer sitting underneath her, but instead standing next to her front door.
Wait! Will I ever see you again?
Oh, certainly. I'm not at liberty to tell you when, though.
The human gave a sly wink.
Can I at least know your name?
Luster asked, desperate to have at least one memento by which she could remember him. But the human was already gone. It was as if she had blinked and he simply disappeared. She ran to open the door and frantically checked around, but there was not a trace of the large bipedal creature anywhere. With a dejected sigh, she closed the door, savoring the memory as best as she could of what his words had been, what his touch had felt like. However, as she turned, her eye once again caught the stack of papers upon her desk. She felt her heart sink a little bit as she looked back at them, and she was tempted to simply throw the offending sheets away. However, as she looked at them more closely, something new seemed to be present. Approaching the desk, she dared to look at the front page that had sent her into such a fit of sadness and rage before. She saw the marks, she saw the ink, and once again, she saw the large, bolded C that made a lump form in her throat again. But in the corner of the paper, in blue ink, was scribbled something that she was certain had not been there before. And as she looked more closely at it, her heart was warmed by what she saw.
Perfection is a horizon to chase.
Oh, I am a sucker for Luster Dawn stories like this. It's just so sweet and, it's so adorable. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my adorable donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen. Peter Coldhard, Dresden, Dospo, RuneSythe9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryan Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.